Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
How your children react to others, and then how others react to your children, has a lot to do with the manners that your children are putting out there, the things that they're doing when they meet a new person, when they're around other people or in a group of adults. All of these things reflect on you as a parent and how you're teaching manners to your children. My guest today is Dr. Corey Cross. She's a pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Manners. I just want to start with my own best tip of the handshaking thing I learned from a client of mine. Teach your children, he said, no matter what else, to shake someone's hand hard, firm, look them in the eye, say it's nice to meet you or nice to see you again, repeat their name. And I cannot tell you, parents and listeners, how many times, every time my children do it, somebody comments on what they just did. So handshaking is my biggest tip. Teach them to look in the eye and not be afraid of that contact and that handshake, firm and secure. Okay, now you go, Dr. Cross. Give us all your best tips for teaching manners to our children.
Well, I think you hit on something very important when you said that. So you tell the child what you expect them to do, but then you want them to practice it. So that's, I'm assuming, what you did with your children. You want
Absolutely.
To reinforce the good behavior. So they need to practice at home if you expect them to do it. And as sort of quirky as that sounds, practice makes perfect. So you need to practice. And then you need to review what's expected of them. So you say, remember, we're going to meet somebody, you know, shake their hand well, and then gentle cues and reminders. That's for everything. But, I mean, we can go down the list of, you know, there's obviously the pleases and the thank yous, the no interrupting. And what I really, my pet peeve is the excuse me. And parents teach their kids to say excuse me, but then somehow that means that you're supposed to stop what you're doing right now and then talk to them. And excuse me means you want to be spoken to, but if it's not an emergency, you have to wait. And I try to teach my kids patience, because you still shouldn't be interrupting two adults talking with an excuse me every 5 seconds. That's just not good manners. I also like to say that dislikes don't always need to be spoken. And that's for younger kids and older kids. We don't need to hear every time that you don't like somebody's cooking or maybe you don't like that color.
I love that one.
I mean, you don't need to know that. So that's a big one for mine. And another one for me is asking permission. I feel like we are raising very entitled children, and it's important that they realize that they still need to ask permission for a lot of things. And then I guess we can break it down into groups. There's being polite to others, meaning you don't tease people. You don't call them names. And I think in this day and age, it's important to specify that this is online as well. Don't write something online. Don't say something online that you wouldn't say to somebody's face. And the way that you can know if it's something you should be writing or saying is, would you be embarrassed if somebody overheard or read what you wrote? Because if you would, don't put it out there. Just don't do it. And I think that's an important lesson to learn. Like, you may be feeling it, but take a deep breath and don't write that, because you will regret it later. I think another thing to teach kids is to respect the elderly. And that's something that we can model that behavior. But if you see an older person who, you know, maybe is carrying a heavy package, trying to open a door, you can help them. Respect the elderly. That's something that in our culture we need to remember to do. Writing thank you gifts is so important. Thank yous for all the gifts you get. And then just, you know, common courtesies, knocking before you enter a room. Those sorts of things are really important to teach our kids, because people judge them on this behavior later. And when they go for a job interview, you want them to know they're supposed to write a thank you for that interview. They're supposed to knock before they enter a closed door. They're supposed to know how to do these things. And people judge you on it, even if it's silently. They still expect that behavior. In public, I think it's important to teach your kids to sit quietly during an assembly or play, to give respect to the person who's talking, to say, excuse me if you bump into someone. For, you know, some of those kids who might not get it, making, you know, picking your nose, doing gross things in public. There are certain things, you know, you do in the bathroom, you don't do in public. And then I think it's also important to teach our kids really the old-fashioned manners of, you hold the door for someone. You let the people come off the elevator before you get back on. I mean, these things, I almost feel that people don't know them anymore, and it's really quite sad. I think for the boys, sometimes you can say, if you ever expect that girl to go out on you with you on a date again, you better learn some manners. So, I mean, there are important reasons for us to learn these things, and then, of course, polite language. We need to know what's appropriate to say in public and not in public, and sometimes that line is blurred. nowadays, but I think it's important for us to really say as parents, you know what, no, that's not something that we say in public. That's not appropriate. And then table manners. Table manners, you need to start young, you need to set a good example, and they're best if you have family dinners. But you need to put your napkin on your lap, even if you're sitting at home. You need to use your utensils. You need to not put your elbows on the table. You need to ask for things to be passed to you instead of reaching across the table. You need to be excused, ask to be excused, not just getting up and running away when you're done. That's a big one of mine. We're sitting at the table, like, just because you're done eating doesn't mean we're actually done with dinner. We're all talking. And then I think it's involving the kids. I mean, for little kids, you can print placemats online, just printable placemats. Let them help you set the table. Let them clear the table. Get them involved, because I think the more kids are involved, the more they actually are willing to do these things with you, and they feel like it's not so much of a chore, but as a family experience. So those are my favorite manners. I don't know if you have any others.
Well, I love this, and we are going to put Dr. Cross's list on Radio MD so that you can print it out and take it around and show your friends and show your children what she's recommending, because these are so important. And people don't realize, Dr. Cross, that all of these little simple things you're discussing go a lot longer way to teaching our children to be good quality adults than people even realize. These things go so far in how other people view them, and they'll even carry over for job interviews and college interviews and all of these things, right?
Oh, I mean, from everything, from college interviews to jobs, you're right, to life mates. I mean, like, people really judge you when you meet, you know, like when you go out and you meet the parents of the person that you want to marry, you know, they judge you right off the bat. I mean, these are just important things that you need to know really for the rest of your life. And I think that the important thing, though, is really practice. It's really hard for kids when they don't see everybody modeling good behavior, and you may model it for them, but if their friends aren't doing it or other people, you know, around them aren't doing it, it's hard. So I think that practicing is really important. Like, you have to say to them, okay, you know, when you meet someone, you're going to say, hi, how are you? You say, fine, thank you. If you were calling on the phone, you introduce yourself. You say, hi, this is Corey. I'm calling to speak to so-and-so. You know, are they there? You say that. You ask how somebody's doing. It's just, these are the things that we need to teach our children to do, because if we don't, we're going to really do them a big disservice.
Well, one of my clients even one time gave me the Tiffany Book of Manners. And she said, I hope you're not insulted. I found these books and I'm giving it to everybody I know. And I wasn't insulted. And I was actually kind of thrilled, because I was checking off things that my children do already do. But it did give some great suggestions. And so I just love that. And holding the door open, I can't emphasize enough. My son and my daughter will always hold the door open as people follow you through. And you'll see the manners in other people, in the ones that say thank you and the ones that just walk on through. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of those big ones where you can show that your children have manners, and some lady walks right through and doesn't even acknowledge that someone just held the door open for her.
That's absolutely right. And those books are great to put in the bathroom as, you know, little things that when people have a spare moment, maybe they read. Because kids find those interesting, the older kids, the teenagers. And for little kids, I mean, they actually have books on manners, like Madeline. The little character. They have a whole Madeline book of manners that my kids like to hear the little stories about Madeline and what she's supposed to do. So there's books for all ages on manners, and I think reading about it for young children is one of the best ways to do it, because then they don't feel that they're being lectured to. They sort of learn through stories, which is great. And the older kids, they like to flip through things anyway when they have a spare minute. So I think that's a really great suggestion.
And so the message here is to take this list you're going to find from Dr. Corey Cross, teach your children, start practicing. It may sound corny, but we practiced that handshaking thing with our kids until they did it right. Go back out, come back in, and meet me again. And until they got it really, really right. And now it's second nature. They do it every single time. So practice these manners, the elbows on the table, the not doing gross things in public, the holding doors open, the hello, it's nice to meet you. All of these things are just so important, more important than you might realize. And you're learning about them right here on Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.